Usually Tuesdays are usually a bad evening for me. But you know, we would work around everybody's schedule,
so,
not just my schedule.
So is the 27th the Tuesday?
Right, the 27th.
The 27th. What day is it? What day of the week is the 27th?
Tuesday.
Right.
And
what about the
29th? What is the 29th? Obviously Thursday.
It's the Thursday.
But
yes.
I think, aren't you guys? Isn't that the PNB in-person meeting or something? Or
no, the week before.
The 23rd, the 24th, 25th. So that's when the PNB meeting is.
You know,
but the 29th is after that.
Right. I'm sorry. I would almost like to have a meeting before the in-person PNB meeting. I would like to send out some of the guidelines that had been proposed before in terms of establishing guidelines for this committee to conduct investigations should we need to. And so
what days are available before the PNB meeting?
The 20th and the 22nd.
What day of the week is the 20th?
Tuesday.
Right.
And the 22nd
of
this Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the 20th, I mean, Tuesdays are so... that Tuesday is going to definitely be a bad one for me. How about... I normally do not like to do Friday meetings because I think, you know, I like to, like, really let people try to have a social life. But would Friday the 16th be a doable one for this time only or in, for this case?
Is Friday the 16th open?
Yeah, it is open on the calendar.
Is. Yeah.
Right. Would that be okay for this time? Because, like I said, normally I do not like to do meetings on a Friday.
Okay.
We could try it.
Yeah.
We could try it.
Right.
So the 16th, I'll put down. We better sign up for it now.
Yeah, and post it as soon as we hang up.
I'm trying to do it right now.
Yeah, can you do
okay.
it?
No. The 16th,
right.
Okay.
Right.
I'll put you down. And let's see if we get a quorum.
Right. Well, I'm determined to get a quorum, but I want to make sure that we, I know that there's some people that probably didn't know about this meeting or whatever. I want to make sure that we have all the names of everybody that should
right.
be here, right, before we get into setting. Right.
Okay,
so do we have that part taken care of? Okay, great. And what was I going to say? So how about we just open up this, open up the last part of this and give people a chance to say what they think, what their ideas or their views are on this committee or what they would like to see come from it?
A point of personal privilege, Madam Chair. I have
to. Sure.
Sorry.
Hello?
No, I'm my son.
Okay, no problem. Okay, the floor is open.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm at my office.
Who do we have on the call who would like to start? I'll just call on people, or?
Sure. You want to go down the list here?
Okay. Andrea, how about?
I think. Was that you, Mia?
Yeah, she had to get off the call a moment. She had to get off the call.
Okay, great.
Right. Who do we have left on the call? We have Andrea, Alberto, myself, and I know Leslie had to get off the call.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, Alonzo's still here.
Oh, Alonzo. You've been so... And Alonzo, what station are you with?
WCFW.
All right. Why don't we start with Alonzo? He's been, I think, the most quiet one. So, you know, if you just want to just give us some of where you think this committee should go or anything about yourself that you'd like to tell us that would help with this committee.
No, for the first couple of weeks, I want to learn about the past.
Mm-hmm.
I want to read what it says about the inclusion committee.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to compare what the differences are.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Andrea, do you have anything?
Yeah, I'm concerned about, you know, implementing standards and procedures,
mm-hmm.
you know, or making recommendations to the national board, and
right.
hopefully something can be carried out on that. I wish this could be a standing committee. That was another thing I was hoping that we could work on. If we can't, then we'll just move on. I would like to see where we can merge or do something with the committees of inclusion,
mm-hmm.
because no one has signed up for that at all. I could be mistaken on that. That's an area that to work on, because we cover a lot of the same areas. And then to set up a regular meeting schedule where the HR person can be present as well.
Exactly. And Andrea, just to address one point that you raised real quickly, actually, too, when you said a standing committee, were you saying that you were hoping that this committee could be a standing committee? Is that what you were
saying? Yes.
Oh, because it is a standing committee.
Well, standing in the sense of it's not like finances.
It is supposed to be.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, we had to fight for that. And also, just about the COI, I think the directors from the COI are elected from the local station board, so they don't do the elections at the national board meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
I'm
Alberto?
Like Alonzo. I'm still learning.
Yes.
This is Mia. Uh-huh. I'm back. Sorry.
Hi, Mia. Right.
I'm back.
Alberto, would you like to go, and then we can conclude with Nia? We're just asking people to give their insights and where, you know, what they would like to see come from this committee. Okay, so Alberto?
Sure. Here at KPFT, we do not have a committee of inclusion. It pops up periodically, and it doesn't get much traction. Here at KPFT, we have a committee that is called the ARDC, the Anti-Racism and Discrimination Committee. It's active. It's good, well structured and active. But every time, and again, this is just temporarily. That we bring up the idea of a COI,
mm-hmm.
and the ARDC becoming the COI, certain members of the ARDC say no. However, every time that we bring up the Committee of Inclusion question/issue, we are very cognizant that we need to have a COI on the books here at KPFT so that it can activate with the other committees of inclusion. Again, you know, it goes back to the Committee of Inclusion is inclusive,
mm-hmm.
if I may infer inclusiveness, and the Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee is anti-racism and diversity. And I think that's the bridge that we need to gap here at KPFT, at the local station board and the committee, plural, to bridge the gap between the word inclusion and anti.
Exactly.
So we're working on it. Again, none of the members of the national this is one of the thoughts. None of the national board members, including he who speaks, does not sit at the Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee. I'm not a member of that committee, and
mm-hmm.
neither are the other three national board members. So we've been conspiring, if I may use that negative term, that maybe one of the national board members, maybe myself, come in and join the ARDC, sit on it, and massage so that we can not only be the ARDC, but also we might get enough support so that it also becomes the Committee of Inclusion, so that we can do activities here locally and as the national and as the other COIs, whether they exist or dormant or in the process, we can have a dialogue. And maybe this body, that we're meeting, could kind of bring all of the COIs together, COIs/ARDCs or whatever this they're called. That's my thought.
All right. I just want to address this one point real quickly, Nia, and then you can have the floor. And I'll look at this myself, but I believe that the bylaws specifically say that each local station board is supposed to have a committee of inclusion, and it gives
yes.
a very specific direction
yeah.
to how
yes,
it's supposed
yes.
to be
oh, yes.
set up,
oh, yes.
right? So maybe this is an issue, well, certainly we can talk about, but in terms of if a local station board absolutely doesn't have a COI, that the national board needs to be aware
mm-hmm.
of this. But we can talk about that more. Okay, so Alberto, if you are through, I would like to then let Nia
yes.
Beriaco take the floor.
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay, thank you. And I will just piggyback on that. I am the director elected for the COI of WBAI, and I am going to send an email to the chair asking who are the members, the elected members of the local station board for the COI, because it is mandated by the bylaws, and we should have it. And then maybe, I'm not promising, I'm on enough committees as is, and my hands are full with audit. I'll try to see what I can do in that area. What I'd like to get out of this committee is for us, it looks like we have, right on this phone, we have five committed members. I guess Alonzo is still there. He's quiet. So it looks like we have committed members, and that we do meet on a regular basis this year. And to try to address, I know, see, when you talk about racism and sexism, it's a very delicate, they're mm-hmm. very delicate subjects, I should say. And what I hope to do is that somehow we can make people comfortable enough that they will speak about it in a very safe environment without reprisal. So it needs to be addressed, because there's some things that have gone on that I, in particular, have not liked. Another form discrimination, oppression, some people, whatever it might be, is that, like, during some of our meetings, there are people that tend to talk down to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at it, it's this is just from my vantage point. I've seen where a lot of it's most of the time it's like men over the women, right? Doesn't matter what color they are. And then you have people talking over other people, and a lot of times the people that are being shouted down, in my experience from last year and this year, is usually the black people are usually the ones that are talking, and they're the ones that are being shouted down. And I know I probably raised some hairs on people's heads who are listening, but that is the reality of the situation. And I'm not going to call any names, but just so that people are aware of it, because I think if we were to start tracking these things and people see that they do happen, so they don't think that you're just making stuff up. The question is now, how do you track this? Who's going to monitor these calls to say, you know, I noticed that, just hypothetically speaking, that Nia was talking over Alberto.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a woman talking over a man. That, too, is a form of discrimination. We know it's just simply that people need to have home training. See, that's the bottom line. But people perceive it differently. They see everything within a racial context.
Right.
It's kind of hard to get that out of people's minds.
Right.
Okay.
So just civility, how we can impress upon people to have civility throughout the foundation, because this is a pacifist organization.
Right, right. And on that note, it's 9:53. I think we had a very good first meeting, and I'm looking so forward to working with you all. And I just want to just say a couple of things, and I think that it will also pertain to this committee somewhat as well, and also the COIs, because the truth is that there has been difficulty with having a strong functioning committees of inclusion at each of the stations, and therefore also getting it to be strong on the national board. And I think this committee, also the committee to investigate allegations of racism and sexism, has and other forms of discrimination, has also met with some of its some obstacles just by the nature of its work. And just in my opinion, from being on the board, for the years that I have been on the board, I think some of the other committees are given a more definite, more narrow focus, for lack of a better word, and some of their work is a little bit better defined. So if you're working on finances, okay, you sort of know we have to look at budgets, and even with the audit committee, there's the work of the audit committee is better defined. But when you're dealing with issues of racism, inclusion, diversity, especially in a society that still has a long ways to go before getting it right, I mean, we see what's going on with the Tea Partiers and all these kind of things. And how do you deal with confronting and hopefully resolving some of the issues that arise? And so when you look at it, when you look at what you have to deal, it's very big. It's like a very big, very broad thing. And sometimes that in and of itself can feel so overwhelming. So I think that that's part of the issue. You know, we're going to just look at things honestly. And I remember one time I heard a former director say that sometimes we, Pacifica, like I know definitely when I was on the board, we wrote the loftiest motions. We could write motions faster than anybody. But sometimes the implementation of those things are a little difficult. And I think we need to have very honest conversations. And when I was on the national board, we were trying to sort of work toward that to say, okay, let's honestly look at some of the things or some of the committees that have not, or that have met with obstacles with being able to create some of their goals and so, or achieve, you know, the mission. And so toward that, and I say this in the most respectful way, I think the committee of inclusion is one of the committees that we need to, like everybody seemed to be in agreement with, really work with, and also even within this committee, because we know that the very nature of this committee and the COI is, you know, there's a lot of similarities. Very, very sensitive issues, very emotional issues, and like I said, sometimes issues that seem overwhelming with how are we going to be able to do this and make sure that we are representing what we say. So,
Chair?
Yes.
Because I'd like to ask a question. I'm sorry,
sure.
I interrupted.
No, please, go right ahead, please. Go
well,
right ahead.
Excuse me,
a point of personal privilege. I need to get off the phone now. Okay?
Oh, no problem. And thank you so much, Mia. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And we're at 9:56.
Okay. Let me ask the question, and I really wanted to direct it at Mia, but she's run off. Because she made a comment that she was the chair, she was the elected rep to the Committee of Inclusion from BAI.
Right.
That's okay. I made an assumption, but I wanted to make a direct question towards her. Does BAI, and this goes for A, for K, for WPFW, do you guys have a functioning, actually meeting Committee of Inclusion? We say we should have one. I just confessed. You know, to the group that at T, we really do not have one, and I'm not going to claim that we do have one, but it's in the bottom drawer of the desk of,
right.
You know, Alberto's. And I think that if I can get a quick response, does A have a committee of a functioning committee of inclusion? Does PFW have a functioning committee of inclusion? Does K have a committee of inclusion? And if the answer is kind of, maybe, we haven't met, et cetera, you know, all those et ceteras that are telling me that we really don't have one. Maybe that should be one of the stimulus, a catalyst that this body could, with our membership, could go and try and get those committees of inclusion activating locally. And that's my kind of like a suggestion. Are they really functional? And if not, maybe we could spend a little bit of our energies to activate them.
This would be one of the recommendations we could pass on to the PMB. And that can come out of our meeting, our minutes, to forward to them, you know, to follow
I'm sorry if I may. Answer that if nobody else has anything. Actually, because one of the mandates of this committee was to get reports and stuff like that, one of the new mandates from the COI. So we've already been mandated to do that. And it sounds to me almost like Alberta was making a motion. And if there's no objection, then maybe one of the things that we could work on would be to get a committee with, I mean, to get a committee, to get a meeting with the representatives of the COI from the various local station boards. Maybe we can start with that. In addition to our meeting for the 16th, we can just go on and work on setting something like that up, if I heard that coming from Alberta.
I think, Madam Chair, it would be good to do it for the 16th because right now we don't have a quorum. And to really make sure that we do have a quorum, and I'll get with you beforehand so that we can set up the meeting and really get to some motions and recommendations so that we can have it before we go to the national board.
All right. What was I going to say? And I'll double check on this as well, but just as a point of information, once we have a quorum, even if some people get off and we no longer have quorum, then we still have a meeting. But I'll just double check on that.
That is true, Madam Chair.
But there might be something about if you drop below a certain number. So would people like to put that forward as a proposal?
I think we should add it as part of our work. I think we should just add it as part of our work that we consciously, each one of us that are sitting here representing each of the signal areas, should go out and snoop around and see how the COI is doing, if it's working. And again, you know, the most important thing, or one of the important requirements, is that a member of the national board has to be a member of the local committee of inclusion. So, I think that we should just take it upon ourselves individually as members of this committee to go out and snoop around and see how the COI is doing or is not doing, and take it upon ourselves to kind of, you know, get it going or doing something to activate it.
I'm sorry. Andrea, were you saying, going to say something?
No, I was going to say, I agree with him.
I want to get a sense of the body that we have. Do we then want to right now go and try to set up a meeting to meet, you know, like a telephone conference with the various representatives from the COIs of the local station boards, or do we not want to do that for right now? Because I think that's a good idea.
The only thing is that we're jumping just one little step ahead.
Okay.
Let's go find out what's out there, and then we can probably see if we could have some kind of a phone conference or something with each of the members of the COI. I'll tell you what I'll do locally here. I'll go ahead and try I'm going to talk to the chair of our local committee, local station board, and put it on the agenda that we start dealing with a committee of inclusion. But I need to put it on the agenda and how that goes. So that's what I'll start doing here locally at KPFP, aside from everything else. And I'll try and work with the Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee here and see if we can come to a happy medium as to how we can activate our COI at the same time. And that's what I'll do here locally at KPFT as part of my getting to a point where we can have some kind of conference call. At the end of the day, I might end up being the national member of the Committee of Inclusion here at KPFT. So there's a good possibility I'm going to be talking about that. But I'll promise myself that I'll do that, that I'll start activating our meetings at KPFT. The local station board meets on the third Wednesday of the month. So there's a lot of time for me to do a little bit of groundwork for that.
Okay. And Alberto, Andrea, did you have something else to say?
No.
We might look into whether, any of, while we're looking at the COIs, also to see if there are racism committees, too, set up. Since we're looking right now. To check that out as well, and then maybe report back at least by the 16th on some of our findings.
Okay, so maybe we can just say that if there's no objections, we will try to get some kind of informal report from what's going on with the COIs in our local area, and then we could use that to plan toward maybe a meeting with them and, a teleconference mm-hmm. with or at least with representatives from the COIs, maybe the directors from the committees of inclusion. And one thing, Alberto, just to answer your question, not that I'm trying to speak for Nia, but we're both at WBAI. I know that WBAI just recently elected their representatives from the national committees, for the national committees. And so I believe that this is Nia's first time working with the COI. So I don't think they had a chance to meet. But we just elected people in March at our last meeting, which was about 2 weeks ago. But in terms of the overall question, I know that the committees of inclusion, including the one at WBAI, have had difficulty becoming a strong, I'll put it to you like this, becoming a strong committee, and carrying out the mandate that they were charged to do. I know that they have been confronted with obstacles with meeting that. But I don't want to say anything in terms of
sure.
the reasons why, unless we
sure.
have any of
and,
them.
And we know
that we need to support each other, because we know that I think there has been the want to do it sometimes, but
there's a lot of work to be done everywhere,
exactly,
and everybody, and every
exactly.
signal area, every signal area is in a different situation, and there's a lot. Finances. Is the major issue throughout the network.
Exactly.
We're really running ourselves to the ground. There's a lot of stuff happening. So, and I
right.
understand, but...
Right. And the issues of racism and diversity, which the U.S. hasn't even been able to solve. It's like, okay. Right.
Can we
adjourn
right
up there with
now,
world
maybe?
Peace. Oh, sure,
can
definitely.
Can we adjourn? Can we adjourn? If
yeah,
anybody
sure.
If it...
Yeah.
Okay.
We're so moved.
Right. Hearing no objections, this meeting is now adjourned, and I want to thank everybody again so much. I thought we had a very good first meeting, and I'm looking forward to working with you all.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Thank
Bye.
You.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.